You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio. .com.
We welcome you into the gym class here on KGYM on this Friday afternoon, April the 17th. Scott Udash with you here in studios. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. As we take it through the 3 o'clock hour here today, we're going to have our Friday topic coming up, and we are going to cover today who you would like to have at your dinner table. What four sports guests from past to present would you like to have at your dinner table if you had the opportunity to do so? We will do that and talk about that coming up in just a little bit. We are presented, as always, by Hennings Financial. Hennings Financial Incorporated is a locally Cedar Rapids-based financial services firm focused on your retirement journey. Their specialty is helping pre-retirees and the newly retired manage their assets to produce a sustainable income. Head to KGYMradio.com and click on your current life stage to learn more about what they can offer for you. And we do appreciate Hennings Financial each and every day. We appreciate you folks out there listening as well on 1600 AM around Eastern Iowa, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, the new Gym OT, 107.5 FM, and 106.3 in Iowa City. Good afternoon, Mark. Snow's, at least in the metro, is pretty much gone.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And, yes, this afternoon looks much different than this morning, and I guess we all knew it would, but I didn't think I'd have to clear off my dish of snow. My internet provider. Yeah, you get it.
I got it.
In April 17th, but that was the case, and we've turned the corner here, I think, hopefully for the long run.
I hope so anyway. Temperature is supposed to be climbing back into close to 60 degrees tomorrow, maybe Sunday, and then maybe even into the low 70s coming up next week. So we knew it was coming, and it's worse in southern Iowa. But boy, oh boy, it doesn't stick around very long. That's the good part about it. But it was not a good way to start what has not been a great day as far as sports news is concerned.
There's no question about it. I know we're going to get into that here at the top of the show. And then, as you mentioned, try to take folks' mind off things with our topic, our Friday topic, which I think is a very good one. I've got a healthy list, and hopefully our listeners will participate as well, because I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll get everybody to think good thoughts for a while anyway here today. Well, as we mentioned, there is news today around the state of Iowa, as this was rumored. Talked with a couple of folks earlier this week in the know, and they said that this was probably coming either today or Monday, and it came today. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds making it official today that schools will not reopen in the state of Iowa for the 2019-2020 school year. Things have been in place, I believe, starting this week as far as schools are concerned, Mark, with what they want to do as far as online teaching, things like that. Each individual school district, I can imagine, is probably different as far as what they're curriculum is right now anyway, and how they're going about doing the tremendous work that they do. But kids are not going to go back in school. We're definitely now not going to have proms. We're not going to have, more than likely, commencement exercises going on, at least in person. I don't know if schools are going to try it virtually, whatever the case may be. They can come up with some ideas, and the more the merrier as far as some way to bring a closure, I think, to the class of 2020 anyway. But and more importantly, I guess, to some out there, that this officially ends the spring sports season before it ever began, as far as 2020 is concerned, for the spring sports. That would be tennis, golf, track and field and for soccer. Those coaches and athletes were holding out hope. And before you say, so what? What was it? The last survey that the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union did a couple years ago, 45,000 student athletes took part in spring activities and spring sports in the state of Iowa. And so that's 45,000 or so that aren't going to be able to participate this year.
Yeah, it's very true. And beyond that, the summer seasons of baseball and softball have been suspended. And there's going to be a decision around June 1, as I understand it. Listen, this is not surprising.
No, not surprising.
Smart thing to do. But it's very painful for those athletes who are, especially seniors, who have looked forward to this season all their life for the reasons that you mentioned, prom and commencement and competing in that very last season of whatever sport it may be. And, you know, this is obviously going to go down in history. And I understand there's people out there that, you know, don't give a rip too much about high school sports, but plenty, as you mentioned, 45,000 individuals don't get a season. And listen, in a few years, they'll look back on it and say, yeah, okay, that was tough, but it's something that happened. We lived through it and whatnot. But my message, I guess, would be for whatever it's worth is to those seniors, go ahead and be sad, but be strong.
Yeah, very well put out there. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. And as I mentioned, that and you mentioned as well, Mark, not a surprising situation here, and probably the right move done by Governor Kim Reynolds here today. But that doesn't make it any less painful. Not even for athletes out there, but just for all of the kids as far as high schools are concerned out there. And like you said, a lot of activities that the class of 2020 missed out on. And ripple effects going down the line, the NCAA today, they are going to be less stringent on their policies for student athletes coming into Division I and Division II schools for the 2020-2021 year, because a lot of folks do not have their test scores in, basically, and we're waiting and are not going to be able to do that. So the policies are going to be lessened, I guess, or whatever the case may be, or whatever adjective you want to use as far as NCAA is concerned. There are a lot of trickle down things out there.
Yes, certainly a lot of adjustments being made. You know, back to the high school seniors, people have to realize they get one shot at this. It's not like the college spring sport athletes, the Division I baseball players, softball seniors, who have been given an opportunity of returning for that senior year. That's not an option at the high school level, unless some monumental decision comes down the pike. Man, it's one shot. It's one and done. And right now it's done.
Yeah, and like you said, baseball and softball right now are basically hanging on by a thread, to be brutally honest with you, because as you mentioned, the Iowa High School Athletic Association, the Girls High School Athletic Union, they are going to get together probably about a month from now, maybe a little bit more than a month from now, and decide by June the 1st exactly what is going to happen as far as the two summer sports are concerned. Even if, Mark, they say, okay, June 1st, we're okay. We can go ahead and have the summer sports. Now, granted, the summer sports, they're outside. You don't get quite the crowds that you do with the football and the basketball. Baseball and softball players and coaches know that. You do get some big crowds for some key games. There's no doubt about that. But you're going to have okay, say June 1 you can start. You're going to have at least 2 weeks where you got to get ready with the arms and what have you, because that's just a part of things as far as baseball and softball are concerned. And your postseason starts about, early part of July and maybe even late June as far as softball is concerned. So you're looking at basically a three-week season right now, unless that is adjusted. You can't really push it back because kids are going to be leaving for college, especially those that are going to be going out of state or playing a sport in college. They want to get there. Their coaches want them to get there. So you're looking at basically a 2 to 3 week season to try to get in X number of games and then get into the postseason a little bit. It's going to be tough.
I think so too. And maybe, excuse me, makes the most sense to just regroup and reset and focus on next school season and try to think through, everything that's going to go into reopening the schools, and certainly hope there's a football season and whatnot. There's going to be enormous more testing in place and various measures over the next few weeks and months that we don't even know about yet. So, I think spring and summer baseball, softball, kind of hanging on by a thread. And again, maybe it's maybe the best course of action is to step back and go ahead and reset for next year.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Some text coming in here on the text line. 1527 from the 720 area code. A lot of memories lost, time with teammates gone, grandparents missing their grandchildren play their final season. It is all just sad. And you're included in there, Mark. So that's not your text, though.
I am. I don't want to make it about me because everybody's got a story. And I'm involved, but so are so many others. So my story isn't any more important than anyone else's.
Yeah, and Cyclone Tim, yes, looks like the Northland girls, we're going to be optimistic. We're going to say they're going to be able to defend their 2A softball title, but might not be able to. So they might be the champions of 2A for a couple years. We'll have to wait and see on that. Our friend Joel in Muscatine weighing in. I say let's take the summer off of sports, especially youth sports. I think that, and I have no idea as far as what the youth sports are doing, but they are not playing right now either. Might be the best course to take. We'll see. Let's give kids a break from the rigor of hyper-competitive summer sports. Kids are going through a lot right now. Usually, I know baseball youth would go through about the 4th of July. So my guess is youth baseball and softball are in pretty big peril right now, too, if they haven't been already canceled. And like you said, Mark, a little bit earlier on, these kids have been, doing this for most of their lives since they were 8, 9 years old. Some even earlier than that, playing soccer or softball or tennis or golf or whatever the case may be. And to have one last turn at trying to go as far as they can, that's just it breaks your heart. It really does.
It does, and it's not just the elite athletes out there either, the 100-meter dash champs or, the golf medalist or doubles team that wins a state tennis tournament. Most of these kids have fought to just make the varsity lineup.
Exactly.
And, may have been tempted to step away from the game or the track or what have you, the golf course. But they've stuck it out, hoping for, a shot at some point, and this is their shot, and that's evaporated.
Yep. 319-366-1600, 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, coming up toward the bottom half of the program, the bottom half of the hour. We are going to try to make everybody feel feel good going into the weekend with our Friday topic, and we're going to talk about folks you would like to have at your dinner table. Up to four folks you would like to have in the sports world, past or present. And going to be interested to hear what everybody has to say out there about that. We're going to get to a break. First of all, a little bit of breaking news here, Mark. Briley Moore, the All-American tight end for the UNI Panthers, at least on preseason All-American teams last year, going into the year before he was injured in the very first game of the year for UNI against Iowa State, has made his commitment. He went into the transfer portal, as you know, you and a lot of folks know out there. Briley Moore making it official this afternoon. He is going to be a Kansas State Wildcat starting this fall, hopefully.
Well, that's very interesting. Before he got hurt, he was one of the elite tight ends in the FCS. And if he returns, he'll help the Wildcats. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, Kansas State trying to get to the upper echelon as far as the Big 12 is concerned. A couple more texts here, 6936. So many people going to miss out on umpire pay also this summer. And I talked to a couple umpires earlier on this week that I ran into, and they are very concerned about that. Not that it's all about the money or anything like that. They want to be out with the players too, but also that's a big part of them. And, you know, that's what we're kind of going through right now as far as fighting this coronavirus, one of the side effects of it out there. Just more people missing out on pay. That's certainly for sure. 0623 weighing in. Youth baseball has been extended into August. I'm hoping for no cancellations, for a sense of normalcy for the kids. So you got both sides of the equation right there. Hey, how about that, Mark? We got two sides or three or four sides to things right now. That's kind of what you read on Twitter every day, isn't it?
Well, it is indeed. And I think Joel had a good point, and I think 0623 has a good point. You know, maybe just push the resetting button, as Joel suggested. But man, these kids have already been pent up for, what, 5-6 weeks? And looking forward to the summer when they can go out, play baseball, softball, soccer, whatever it may be, and blow off some steam. And, you know, that's taken away from them too. Man, these kids are going to really be stir-crazy.
They are. I'm stir-crazy right now.
And you're still a kid. So.
I'm a kid at heart. 3:21. We're going to take a break, come back, and have a little bit more of the gym class before we get into our topic for this Friday. Stay tuned. More to come. Scott, Mark with you. Ben here is our producer here today on the other side of the glass. Stay tuned. More to come. Gym class here for a Friday on KGYM.
The term yoga in general kind of emulates community. I had the business plan in my head for years, but never really knew if I was going to be able to kind of take that leap. I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but I knew that the passion was going to make it not seem like work. Zupacca was really there for me, helping me kind of gain financial literacy. So that way, the day that I did actually walk in the door, I had a really good credit score. Anything along the way that I did, I wanted to make sure that I was being smart about it and I was doing it the best way possible. Everything from the business loan to setting up the LLC, and then the insurance of the business as well too. Zupacca really was a great guide and a resource for me getting this whole entire project off the ground. We've built an amazing community here within Soul Revolution, and honestly, we could not have done that without the help and support of Zupacca. There's been a couple of classes when I'll walk in, and especially when it's a busy room and I start to get choked up. Those are the days when it's like, this is what I was supposed to do.
Your money for good. Learn more at tobacco.com. Equal housing opportunity.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book. Take a walk. Unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September. Paint a self-portrait. Catch up on a TV series. Do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Life gets real when you think about your son or daughter's future. College costs more than it used to, and careers have changed a lot too. So do you want to let your kid graduate with a mountain of debt in a tricky job market? Probably not. Consider a smarter option, Smart 263. Their apprentice program has stellar training, excellent support, and a game plan for a great paying career without spending a dime on school. Get all the details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Economic stimulus payments will be hitting your bank account soon. In fact, nearly $200 million will be coming to area households. You might need that money for rent, mortgage, utilities, even food. But if you don't, KGYM encourages you to think of the thousands of local businesses being impacted right now. Waiting to spend those dollars at your favorite place when we're all on the move again? That'll be a huge boost for them and our economy. If you don't need it for necessities, save your stimulus and shop locally. It could mean millions of dollars for the corridor.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And the Todd Rommelkamp Show, coming your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, will include Drive Time, brought to you by Lender Tire. And they are, of course, the presenting sponsor of the 5 o'clock hour on Todd's program right here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you on the gym class here today on this Friday. We'll get to our topic coming up in a little bit. WNBA draft is coming up tonight, Mark, and I know Kathleen Doyle would love to hear her name called tonight, the former Iowa Hawkeye.
Yeah, it starts at 6 o'clock, and all projections point toward Kathleen Doyle being a second-round pick, perhaps top 20. I think there's 12 teams in the league. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. But, you know, Iowa last year had Megan Gustafson going in the second round, and Iowa has had some first-round picks in the past. Probably not this year, but Doyle is going to get a shot, and that's all you need.
And if you missed our talk with Kia Stokes of the New York Liberty on Wednesday, you can go back to our podcast and hear that. She talked a little bit about the draft and what the New York Liberty are going to do. Everybody in the world knows what the New York Liberty are going to do. They're going to take Ionescu from Oregon with the number one choice. They made a trade on Wednesday just ahead of when we talked with Kia. So that's the worst-kept secret, I think, in America right now.
Yeah, you don't need any mock drafts to figure that one out, do you?
No, you don't need that. And speaking of mock drafts, they continue to fly. You and I are the only two that don't have a mock draft, I believe, right now. Unless you have one that you've put together over the last week that I don't know about.
I don't. I rely on our guy, Dan Chalka of Our Lads. He was on yesterday, and if you missed it, you can go get that podcast as well. And we will have Dan shortly after the NFL draft to break things down, see how he did. He usually does very well. The one thing is that isn't factored in is that one team that pulls a surprise or the trades that will happen.
Yeah, that's going to be the big thing. Who's going to move up? Who's going to move down? And there'll be quite a bit of movement, I got to think, because you have it every year, and B, you have a lot of teams. You got a lot of wide receivers that could go a little bit early. Not every team needs that. I mean, there are a lot of variations and variables as far as the NFL team. So that'll be coming up next week on Thursday. And we'll have that for you right here on KGYM from ESPN starting at 6 o'clock with the first round next Thursday evening. We'll join up with the second round at 6 o'clock next Friday. And then we'll have coverage a week from tomorrow, next Saturday, throughout the day of the NFL draft. That will be rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7. Rounds 2 and 3 will come up on Friday. We've got another classic NFL game coming your way on Monday night on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, and that will be the Super Bowl between the Giants and the Patriots, and that will come up on Monday night. Enjoyed listening to Westwood One's game last night. I always loved listening to Howard David do games. Mm-hmm. I think he is one of the best around, and he did the game that was played last night back in 93 between the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Oilers. Not the Houston Texans. The Houston Oilers were playing last night. So that was fun to listen to.
Yeah, they all are. There's no question about it. You know, the more recent ones, like you had your Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. That was well and good. But, you know, you're talking about a game that was 24 years ago or 25 years ago. Wait, I can't do math. 27 years ago. Sorry about that. But I think those are some of the more interesting ones.
They are, because it was a different broadcast technique a lot of the times. Just especially when we had the very first one, going back to the Michigan State Indiana State basketball game in 1979, that was very different as far as audio quality is concerned, and just the technique with the way that the game was presented out there on the radio, not only by the play-by-play and the commentary, but also just by the way it was presented out there, and that's what made it a whole lot of fun. So, yeah, looking forward to that. We'll have another one coming up on Monday night for you, and that'll be on 107.5 along with 106.3 FM. Also, if you missed it, Briley Moore is going to be a Kansas State Wildcat. He announced that just a little bit earlier on today. So that's there you go. That's the football news of the day here today. Going to take a break, come back, and Mark, we're going to get into our topic and see see who folks want to have at their dinner table.
Sounds good. I know our text line will be buzzing. My personal Facebook page is getting full. We'll get into it after the break, huh?
Yep, we will. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Gym Class for a Friday, as always, presented by Hennigs Financial right here at KGYM.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennigs Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennigs Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
It's fine if you don't feel fine right now. You're allowed to feel worried or afraid, but if your worry or fear has taken you to a dark place you can't see yourself climbing out of, it's time to talk. There are people available right now at Community Crisis Services and Food Bank. They're great listeners. Just call 855-325-4296. Or if you'd rather text, no problem. It's the same number, 855-325-4296. At KGYM, we care about you now and always.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store, or get free delivery on most orders over $45. We also have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Some exclusions apply.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-285-4954. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-285-4954. 800-285-4954.
We are back, 3:33, Gym Class for a Friday on KGYM. Coming up on Monday, Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com, college football writer, is going to be joining us. Looking forward to have Adam on with us coming up on Monday. Even though there's no spring football, there's plenty to talk about. Chris Fowler, making waves in the last 48 hours, was saying that he believes football is going to be played in the springtime, among others. That is definitely one of the plans that is floated out there right now. Everyone would love to see kids back on campus in the fall. That would be ideal. Hopefully that will be the case. We're going to hold out optimism as far as that is concerned. And if not, when is it going to be played? But football in the spring brings about so holy cow many questions. First of all, not only teams playing upwards of 26 to 28 games in a 10 to 11 month period, which is just absolutely crazy talk, but what do you do about the draft, about seniors, about kids coming in for the next class? Do they become gray shirts? Exactly how does this work? There are a lot of questions if football goes to the spring. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, right?
There are as many questions as there are opinions, right?
Exactly. And like I said, I am holding out optimism that we're going to play football. 69-36 on the text line with the question, Briley Moore, what was his reasoning for transferring? More exposure. I think that was a good part of it, just to get to see how he does on a Division 1A stage a little bit. Certainly has proven himself as far as 1AA is concerned. Also has a family, and I don't know if that played. Had to play somewhat into his decision, but yes, those would be the reasons for Briley Moore, and he's going to play at Kansas State coming up in, we hope, in the fall. 319-366-1600 here at 3, coming up on 3:36 as we dive into our Friday topic here, Mark, and that is, if you had the opportunity to break bread with four people in the sports world, past, present, living, deceased, whatever the case may be, who would they be? That's the question. We already got several texts flying in right now.
We do indeed, and I mentioned my personal Facebook feed as well. People just chiming in one after another. You've got your list. I have mine. Where do you want to start?
Let's go to the text line first. 1238, obvious Hawkeye fan here. Hayden Fry, Bob Brooks, Tom Davis, and Ron Gonder. That is an eclectic group right there. Very eclectic.
It is indeed.
5319 here. Joe Sakic, David Robinson, the Admiral, Tim Salmon, and Dan Marino. How about that group?
Yeah, what I'm finding out is that it's really an eclectic group that most people are suggesting. I kind of stuck, you know, in one genre or one sports type thing and in creating my list. But, for example, on my Facebook page, our friend Eugene, Hayden Fry, Kurt Warner, Jack Nicklaus, and Harry Carey. A great foursome, I think. Levi, Arnold Palmer, Dale Earnhardt, Babe Ruth, and Al Davis.
Ooh. Interesting.
Bob would love to have dinner with Joe Paterno, Dick Butkus, Walter Payton, and Cale Sanderson. See what I mean by eclectic? You know, very, very, very different people at folks' dinner table. Chad, John Daly, Pat McAfee, Andre the Giant, and Johnny Football. We'd put down a ton of beers.
Did not think of Pat McAfee, and that is one that I should have thought of, who is brilliant, by the way, the former all-pro punter of the Indianapolis Colts, who does have some sports platforms out there. The man is absolutely brilliant.
And funny.
And very and funny. Very funny. 319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim says his group would include Anna Kournikova, the former tennis player / model, Tim, Paula Creamer, pro golfer, and the Bella Twins from WWE. Our table would be the center of attention in the restaurant.
And not because Cyclone Tim's at it, that's for
sorry,
sure.
Sorry, Tim. No, not because that would be the case. 69-21, a man after my own heart. Ken Harrelson, Tom Pashorek, Steve Stone, and Harry Carey. How about that, huh?
That'd be a lot of fun. There's no doubt about it. Tim on Facebook, Muhammad Ali, Magic Johnson, Newt Rockne, and Willie Mays. Quite a table there. Kevin, Arnold Palmer, Wilt Chamberlain, Derek Jeter, and Bart Starr.
Hmm. Okay.
Randy, Pete Rose, Jim Thorpe, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and Michael Jordan.
That is a good group.
Tell me which one of these don't fit for Randy. Ali, Hayden Fry, Kirk Ferentz, and Jack Youngblood.
Hey, if you can play a game with a broken arm, you can sit at the table with those guys.
I suppose so, yeah. Our friend Joe from St. Andrews, you know who I'm talking about,
yeah.
Scott?
Yes, I do.
Hank Aaron, Muhammad Ali, Casey Stengel, and Arnold Palmer.
A lot of Arnold Palmers right now.
Yeah, Ziggy, our good friend, Jordan, Rodman, Pippen, and Phil. By the way, that 10-part series, which I don't think I'm going to get through, called The Last Dance, begins on Sunday, I think. Jordan's last year with the Bulls, 97, 98, something like that. You going to get through that, Scott?
We'll see. We'll see. I'm going to try to catch some of it. I was, you know, Jordan's greatness. Yes, I understand. I was never a great Bulls fan, though, so I'm not. And there's some White Sox issues that I have problems with. 1821, John Kruk, Broadway Joe Namath, John Daly, and Tony Romo.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Interesting right there. 2752, I'm not sure I want to dive into too much here, which includes some controversial Hawkeye basketball names from the past. We'll just say that. 1557 has Hayden Fry, a lot of Hayden Fry so far, Alex Karras, Ed Podolak, and Chuck Long.
Mm.
A lot of football talk there.
Yeah, we're asking you folks out there if you had a chance to have four sports figures, past or present, at your dinner table, who would they be?
Let's go to the
throw a cup.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, let's go to the phone.
Yeah, let's bring in our friend John from Columbus Junction. Is this a lot of 49ers on this list, John?
There might be a couple. thanks for taking my call as always. Joe Montana, George Kittle, Pat Summitt, and Gino Auriemma.
Interesting. Ooh. Interesting. I like that. Would Kittle tell – Kittle would say to Montana, throw me the ball right now.
Well, I would hope so.
No doubt. You'd have to put Gino and Pat maybe on different sides of the table, though. You may have to do that.
Well, yeah, that way they could flick peas at each other, you know.
Yeah, very good. Hey, John.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, buddy.
Yeah, bye.
John from Columbus Junction checking in with us. 319-366-1600. A Cowboy fan, 3330. Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Emmett Smith, and Jimmy Johnson.
Interesting ones there. Let me throw a couple off my list, Scott, and I've got a quite lengthy one, but Let's go with Pete Rose.
Okay.
John Dowd, who investigated him. Pete Rose's bookie and a lie detector operator.
You're going to get to the bottom of this, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it'd be a pretty interesting conversation.
Yes, it would. I kind of broke it down into different genres, and I will get to it in a moment. 98.43 on the text line. Johnny Orr, Kurt Gowdy, Willie Stargell, and Hondo, John Havlicek.
Mm.
That would be a fun table. Fun table right there. 66.22 says Bill Murray, Bo Jackson, Wayne Gretzky, and the Hockaroo.
Yeah, and Bill Murray qualifies. He won the Pebble Beach Pro-Am 1 year.
Yes,
right?
He did. Yes, he did.
Yeah. Here's one off my list. Bob Brooks, Ron Gonder, Ed Podlak, and Jim Zobel. Only if Zobel picks up the tab.
I was going to say, there's got to be a stipulation in there that Z's got to pick up the tab somewhere in there. Our friend Joe, thank you very much. You and I, Brooksy and Schrader, but you have to pick up the tab, he says.
You or me?
You.
I'll be glad to.
All right.
I'll be glad to.
That would be fun group. 5654 on the text line. Who do you want to invite from sports, past or present, to dinner? 5654 says the Snake, Kenny Stabler, Freddie Biletnikoff, Steve Garvey, and the Penguin Ron Say. That would be his group.
Give me a couple of years, Scott.
All right. Like I said, I broke them down into I cheated, and I broke them down into different genres. And I do have a main table of gentlemen that I would like. Here's my golf table. Arnold Palmer, Phil Mickelson, Gary McCord, and Seve Ballesteros.
Mm.
I got to have Seve in there because he was my favorite, of course, growing up. So
here's my golf table. Ben Hogan, Sam Snead, Bobby Jones, and the great golf writer Dan Jenkins.
Oh, I forgot about Dan Jenkins. Oh, I'd like to change my vote, please. McCord might be out. He's heard that a couple times, unfortunately. I like Gary. He's a good guy. 71-48, George Halas, Vince Lombardi, Dick Butkus, and Paul Hornung. That is going to end up in a bar fight, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm.
I'm just going to say that right now.
How about another one from your list?
From my list, okay. I'm going to go with my racing list. And that includes one that I would have at my main table. I would go with Uncle Bobby Unser, A.J. Foyt, the great racing writer Robin Miller, and to get the local angle and the national dirt angle, I'm going to bring in my friend Kenny Walton.
Nice.
There you go.
I'd love to have these four at my table. Jim Thorpe, Niall Kinnick, Jack Trice, and Calvin Jones.
Yeah. That would be pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff right there. 3:46 on the program as we go over your texts and phone calls about four guys from sports that you would like to have dinner with out there. 319-366-1600. 3387 on the text line. Jackie Robinson, Al Davis, Johnny Orr, and Andre Agassi. That's an interesting foursome.
That's quite a group, yeah.
Very interesting group right there. Kyle says Babe Ruth, Vince Lombardi, Stan Musial, and the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, oh, yeah.
And Brenton and Marion on the text line, Ronnie Lott, Tony Kukoc, Ryan Sandberg, and Steve Yzerman.
You got your hockey, you got your baseball, you got your basketball, and you got your football. Way to go, Brenton. He's got a lot of each right there. Let's see. From the 515 area code 0497, another racing guy. Both Dale Sr. and Dale Jr., along with Jeff Gordon and Smoke Tony Stewart, would be at his table.
Wouldn't you like to have this table? And I think it's kind of obvious, but how about Bird, Jordan, Magic, and LeBron?
And then every ESPN talking head around them trying to figure out who the best player is. too much?
It'd probably be made for TV, I would say that.
Did I go too far as that one is concerned? 319-366-1600. I did put a group together of broadcasters, and this was kind of a no-brainer here. Ron Gonder, Bob Brooks, Jim Zobel, and Pete Taylor. Get them all together. I think that would be fantastic there.
Similar to mine, I forgot about the great Iowa State announcer Pete Taylor, who died very prematurely, I think.
Way too soon.
At an early age, yeah. Our first Dan Gable reference on the text line, 1553, Dan Gable, Hayden Fry, Michael Phelps, and Simone Biles.
Get some Olympic interest in there. 0856. He's got Randy Reiners, our first Randy Reiners talk today. Chris Kingsbury, Rob Gronkowski, and Mark Grace. That is a very unusual group right there. That may take the cake for unusual group of the day.
Randy Reiners, the former Iowa quarterback, and for at least this texter, he fits in with the others, right?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. 2794 on the text line. Sandy Koufax, Mickey Mantle, Arnold Palmer, and Roger Bannister, the first man to break the four-minute mile.
Let me throw this one out there from my list. Jackie Robinson, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Roberto Clemente.
That's a good one. That's a good one. For that, I will throw out my basketball table, which has to include, now, of course, if he is there, we will not get a word in edgewise, but it would be Bill Walton, along with Charles Barkley, Johnny Orr, and a surprise for me, I'm going to throw Kevin McHale on there because he won me over for his fine acting in an episode of Cheers. I never did like Kevin McHale because he was a member of the Celtics, who I did not really care for. But I immediately fell in love with him after his Cheers appearance.
Back to my Facebook page, someone I know very well throwing out four equestrian writers, and I don't recognize any of them. We'll get by that one in a hurry.
I think I know who that was.
Jeff, his list is Bill Walton, Bo Jackson, Richard Petty, and Hayden Fry. A lot of Hayden Fry references.
No doubt. Dave at 5259. First of all, thank you very much for the compliment. Appreciate it. The late, great Chris Street, along with Niall Kinnick, Tim Tebow, and Bo Jackson.
Like it.
It's a good group. Good group right there. A couple more before we get to a break here. 0993, Megan Rapinoe, Jim Brown, Tiger Woods, and Patrick Mahomes. Our first Tiger and Pat Mahomes references of the day.
8721, for maybe obvious reasons, Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco, Sammy Sosa, and Barry Bonds.
That's going to end up in a fight, too. And one more before we get to a break. 5786, Peyton Manning, Kenny Lofton, Charles Barkley, and Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt getting into the world of track and field. I like that. Very good. Very good. All right, we need to take a break. Come back. We'll take more of your phone calls, more of your texts about your dinner table filled with sports greats, past and present. We'll do it when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
At AutoZone, we've always been there to help get you what you need when you need it. And that hasn't changed. That's why we want to let you know AutoZone stores are still open. Whether it's a quality part or a free battery test to help you stay on the road, we've got what you need. And if you do happen to need anything fast, we've got free store pickup inside the store or curbside, your choice, as well as next day delivery. Our stores are open and we're ready to help make the job easier. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Redbox delivers top entertainment when you need it most. While your favorite sports teams are in timeout, you can spend quality time with the family streaming the home premiere of Trolls World Tour on Redbox On Demand. Watch theatrical movies from the comfort of your home and enjoy early access to premium entertainment like this much-anticipated sequel. This family-friendly film is available now, so stream it today on any of your favorite devices. Subject to applicable taxes, additional terms at Redbox.com.
Pros. Lowe's stores are here to help keep your business moving forward so you can get the things you need, like plumbing and electrical supplies. Plus, we have the replacement appliances for any properties you manage, because we know you're still making repairs to keep people's homes running smoothly at this important time. From our convenient curbside loading to job site delivery, you can count on us every day. We're pro ready and here for you.
Back in the gym class for a Friday here at KGYM as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd Brommelkamp show coming your way next here at KGYM. As on Fridays, what we like to do is kind of take everybody's mind off of all the problems we have around the country and around our area and the world and just talk about a topic. And we're doing that today with who would you like to have at your table from the sports world? Up to 4. You can have, and the numbers are 319-366-1600. That is the KGYM text line as well as the phone line. Again, at 319-366-1600. Green Bay Dustin, Brett Favre, Kobe Bryant, Larry Chipper Jones, and LeBron James. First Kobe reference, too, today, I believe.
I think so. Wow, my dentist weighing in on my Facebook page. How about that?
Is he saying you're overdue?
Have good smiles, right?
Right.
Niall Kinnick, Ernie Banks, Muhammad Ali, and Hayden Fry. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Appreciate that. 4287 says Jesse Owens, Chris Street, Robin Yount, and the punky QB Jim McMahon.
Interesting.
3285 has Larry Bird, Bart Starr, Bill Fitch with a local tie right there, and another local tie, Mike Hilmer. How about that? Go North Lynn.
At the risk of offending someone, I want to throw out a listener table. How about that?
Okay.
A listener table. John in Columbus Junction. Eugene, Joel and Muscatine, and the lady that's picking up the tab, Cajun Troy.
Oh, and the drinks will be flowing.
Again, not to offend anyone, because so many of you are so loyal to our listenership and our text line and whatnot, but I thought I'd throw one of those in.
2959 has Niall Kinnick, Hayden Fry, Bob Brooks, and Bump Elliott. I think the big winners today were Hayden, Niall, Brooks. He was on a bunch of lists today as well.
Mm-hmm.
6856, Dan Gable, Vince Lombardi, Bobby Knight, and Bill Parcells. That is their group out there. I will throw out my main table here. This is my main table. 3 of them I have no problem with, and the fourth one I'll give you the A-B route here. maybe even C route. But my table would include Jack Nicklaus, no doubt. AJ Foyt, who I have been in the same restaurant with on two different occasions. Not at the same table. Willie Mays. And then I'm going to go with a combination here of Harry Caray and Jimmy Pearsall together. Baseball people know all about that. Or Pete Rose or Hank Stram or Yogi Berra.
Well, that's a table for eight, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know who that fourth one would be. I think I'd want one for drinks, one for an appetizer, one for the main course, and one for dessert.
Hey, good point. Good
drinks,
point.
Drinks will be Caray and Pearsall.
Hey, it's been a lot of fun. We'll have another topic next week. And sorry I didn't get to everybody on my Facebook feed or on our text line, unless you want to clean up a couple, Scott.
Let's see. We've got 1553 coming in with Keith Jackson, Dan Marino, Tiger Woods, and Bob Feller. That's a good one. I forgot about Keith. Keith and Dan Jenkins, the two I forgot about. I should have included them somewhere in there. But my table is getting very big.
That's a full restaurant right there.
Yeah,
how about that?
I got a restaurant full. I got a restaurant full. But if it's very, I'm the co-host. I can do that. You can do that as well if you'd like. Well, coming up on Monday, we will have Adam Rittenberg joining us from ESPN.com. We'll talk a little college football at that time. One more here from Dave, Steve Stone, Bob Uecker, Johnny Bench, and Chi-Chi Rodriguez. Mm. Love Chi-Chi.
You know, Bob Uecker would fit right in with a lot of the suggestions. That's a guy. I forgot about him.
Yes. Or as our friend from WKRP, Les Nessman, would say, Chai Chai Rodriguez. That's what he called him. Look it up. One of the great episodes of all time and one of the greatest shows of all time. Mark, have a great weekend, man.
Will do, man.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd coming up next. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll talk to you on Monday.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. The final lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
We've got another weekend of virtual racing on tap for you. First up on Saturday is IndyCar action from Twin Ring Motegi, Japan.